Every day. Anywhere. Anytime. The Digital Gospel Channel. Ebenezer International. Your station.
La radio Ebenezer International vous présente.
We just pray for this interview that it will go to all the people that will be encouraged and will be blessed. And it's not to promote us or make us look good. It's to promote Jesus and His healing power. So we thank you for your anointing upon this interview. Thank you for our brother, Lord, and his ministry. That you'll touch him, bless him, in Jesus' name.
Gospel Plus. Hello and welcome to all of you, dear listeners and friends of the Digital Gospel Channel. This Christian radio station, whose main goal is to provide you with good and solid spiritual food. I'm your friend, podcaster Frank Doe, still speaking from France, and I'm really grateful to the Lord for all the love and kindness He showed to us for this web radio ministry. Today, in this brand new episode of Gospel Plus, I'm very honored to be the humble instrument which will allow you to discover the Vine Song Ministry. This Christian group has accepted our invitation to be our guest in this program today. In a few minutes, we will have the Pastor John Watson and all his staff, Charlene and Daniel Cook and Rachel Gray. They will share with us joyfully their testimony and their presence in this group, whose main goal is to spread the gospel all over the world. Don't forget to tell all your friends and relatives to join us at www.frankradio.podomatic.com. www.frankradio.podomatic.com. Stay in tune and pitch. Vous écoutez Gospel Plus. Mesdames, mesdemoiselles et messieurs, auditeurs et auditrices fidèles de la radio chrétienne Ebenezer International, je vous dis bonjour et merci de m'accueillir chez vous avec ce nouveau numéro de Gospel Plus qui vous permettra aujourd'hui de découvrir le groupe Vine Song. À l'occasion de leur tournée européenne, nous avons pu rencontrer toute l'équipe lors d'un grand concert dans la ville de Paris. J'espère que vous garderez l'écoute puisque dans quelques instants, nous aurons avec nous le pasteur John Watson, le responsable de cette formation musicale, ainsi que ses collaborateurs Charlene, Daniel et Rachel. Don't forget, dear listeners and friends of the Radio Ebenezer International, that you are listening to Gospel Plus, a special program dedicated today to the group Vine Song. And before welcoming our guest, let's give a listen to this first title, Joy Unspeakable. Gospel Plus.
Love.
Joy Unspeakable, very nice song of the group Vine Song. All the staff members are with us, and it's the time now to welcome them on our channel. Dear Vine Songs members, I praise the Lord for the great privilege of having you with us today, and I am very pleased to give you the microphone to introduce yourself to our audience. I'm very glad to have you with us today.
Good. My name is John Watson, and I'm originally from Zimbabwe, although the team comes from England.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have
Charlene, and I'm from South Africa originally.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in Vine Song now 7 years, and with my husband Daniel.
Daniel,
yep, that's me. My name is Daniel, and I'm the road manager for the team, and that's me.
And I'm Rachel. I'm the newest member of the team. I've been in the team for 2.5 years, and I'm from England.
Thank you, Rachel. I have a very special thanks for you for all your mails, your message about the planification for this program. And I praise the Lord for this great privilege of having you as our guest today in Gospel Plus. We greet you and we welcome you on our radio, the digital gospel channel, Ebenezer International. So first of all, can you tell us, Mr. John, Pastor John, some words about your encounter with Jesus Christ?
Yes, and I'm sure your people understand English, or your listeners?
Yeah. The program will be completely in English.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my encounter with Jesus was incredible. And I come from a missionary home. And then when I came back to God, it was in a small church. And I thought that the choir will sing hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no choir. And I thought there would be a pipe organ, but there was no pipe organ. There was only guitars and a group of people who loved Jesus. And God won my heart through His grace. And I saw that He was always with me, and He had never left me, but He was waiting for me to see Him and to feel His presence. And then from then on, I knew that I was going to do something special for Him.
Amen. Rachel, what about your meeting with Jesus Christ?
I was born and brought up in the church, and at the age of about 15, I made a definite commitment to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And, He's just kept me all the way along. I've got many testimonies that would take too long for this program. But,
amen.
But all the way along, from the age of 15 onwards, God has really shaped my life, and which is one of the reasons why I'm here today with Vine Song in this ministry that touches the nations.
Amen. Can you remind me your name?
Charlene.
Charlene, how long did you meet Jesus Christ? Do you have some souvenir about this encounter?
Well, one encounter that I had was as I was a young girl. I grew up as a pastor's child. So my parents were in the ministry many years. They were actually the first part of the first team of Vine Song when I was 4 years old, and my sister was two. And so as children, as two little girls, we really grew up under the anointing of Vine Song music.
Mm-hmm.
And ministry. And by the time I was a teenager and at school, I needed to realize Jesus for myself.
Yeah.
Because when you grow up, because of your parents that are Christians, normally you have to find Jesus for yourself in the end.
Exactly.
And I made a turn in the world after school, and I studied music, and I did many secular performances. I wanted to be a star in South Africa, but Jesus had different plans for me. The Holy Spirit was pulling me toward Him slowly but surely. And one day I was in the church. I normally went to church, but it wasn't for Jesus really, it was for my friends. And For probably the 1,000th time, I heard the altar call, but this time it was different for me. And I realized before I knew it, I was standing in the front. The pastor knew me, everyone knew my parents, but I needed to rededicate my life to the Lord and become serious with Amen. Him personally. And that is my real deep encounter with Him, where I made a turnaround personally. And since then, the Lord has changed my life dramatically.
Amen. And you, Danielle, a few words about your encounter with Jesus Christ.
Well, I also grew up in a Christian home, but I think a lot of it was to do with religion and not relationship. So I grew up not really wanting to go to church, and I was forced to go, and I didn't find it very exciting. And I also wanted to find out what God is all about and who is Jesus. And he came looking for me, and I think my heart was ready. And I think I was 21 when I gave my life to Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, brother. We always appreciate listening our guest talking about Jesus Christ, and it was really a great pleasure to hear what the Lord has done in your personal life. What about this group, Vine Song? Could you give us a few words about his story?
Well, it's I didn't think it was a good idea. It's something that God wanted to do. My journey was very interesting. You cannot just start a music group. I think people who start music groups are beginning a long road of pain. But when God brings something, it's because there's a need. And on my journey, I was a missionary, and I was sent to start churches from Africa, in England and Holland and in America. And I saw music and the value of worship, and if you combine worship and the word, you then have an instrument of healing. And so this was born out of a need in people's lives, that they wanted to be healed, but not with direct confrontation. Some people need to have worship so they can open like a flower.
Amen.
And then, when a flower opens, that's when the bees come to pollinate and everything.
Yeah.
And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He comes into the heart to bring the healing. So it's something God did. And, God has brought this ministry is 28 years old. So there are many people who have been in the air, but they've already retired with children and ministries. And so it's something that it brings glory to God, not to people.
So if I understand well, Rachel, Vine Song is not only a group, it's a ministry.
Yes, so we do this full time. Excuse me. This is our lives, we don't just sing music, and we're not really interested in music in that sense, but we love the Lord, and as Pastor John said, this ministry is about healing. This ministry is about the vehicle of worship, giving way to the word so that people can be healed and can be restored. We do this 11 months of the year. We travel, we minister, and we have 1 month off per year. And it's a faith-based ministry. We don't charge to the places that we go to, but they usually collect a love offering for us. And that is what enables us to go throughout the world, really seeing people set free.
Thank you for this answer. I don't know which one of you can describe us the vision or the main goal of this ministry. Pastor John, what about your vision, your goal, your perspective?
Well, fortunately, you have to have people with the same vision together, and that's what the team is. And then we are like a horses pulling together the same direction. And of course, the Holy Spirit is the conductor, and we are just the members. And so the goal and the vision is to go to the nations, relate to people, not just to sing a song, because the songs come from God.
Amen.
And they're all songs of healing, and it's a great honor for me to be a part of it. And we enjoy the ministry the same as other people do, and we almost feel like we're just an observer seeing Jesus do something special.
Amen. Yeah. When I listen to your music, the one album that we have for the moment, it sounds very good. What about your musicians and your composition? Where do you find this nice melody, and who play this music?
Well, I write the songs, actually. God gives me the songs. And I always tell people they're already written in heaven. He was looking for someone to play them.
Amen.
And he said he would give me songs that will never grow old. And then we get the best musicians to play them. I play musicians as well, but we get outside musicians so that the team on the road can be smaller.
The team is composed by four people from different origin. Can you remind us where do you come from, and very briefly, shortly?
Sure. Well, it's always been really a composition of people from different nations and cultures and skin colors, so that we're able to relate to everybody we go to wherever in the world. Pastor John is originally from Zimbabwe, and Daniel, my husband, and I are from South Africa, and Rachel is English, but her parents are from Jamaica, so that's how we are put together.
It's an international ministry.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen, amen. What about your principal role in this group, Rachel,
Charlene,
Danielle, and Pastor John? What about your respective job or ministry? Personal ministry in the group.
Yeah, well, we all have got something specific that God has given us a gift to do. So Pastor John is the leader, the founder. He does a lot of counseling and handles a lot of ministry matters and basically oversees everything with the help of the Lord. And Charlene does the CD. She does a lot with promoting them now online, digital. She also is involved with the finances on the road. I'm the road manager, and I also do a bit of everything, technically a little bit with Rachel's help, and she does also the media side. She has moved us to the next level online with YouTube videos and just taking us digitally into the new age.
And I see that you are doing the sound engineer's job also.
Yeah, I try. The Lord is good.
Yeah, praise the Lord for this meeting with you. And I want to seize this occasion to greet our listeners from all over the world, in South Africa and Zimbabwe and Togo and the United States and England and Ireland. And we really appreciate your interest for this ministry. We will take a first break, but first of all, I have a last question to the leader or the manager of this group. Since his creation, what have you realized in this ministry or this group, if you want it so?
That God can heal people, set people free, and save them. And our target is to see how many people can come to know Jesus through one song, and to see healing. You know, people are listening to this, but they are in their bedroom or their office, and it's quiet, and sometimes they are so lonely and they feel sick in their hearts, and they don't know who to speak to. And as long as this can meet them in their place of need, you know, we have a very well-known song in France called Torrent de Paix, peace like a river, love like a mountain, the wind of your spirit is blowing everywhere.
Amen.
Joy like a fountain, he's the healing spring of life. Come, Holy Spirit, let your fire fall. So those songs, God intended to reach these people. So whenever I'm recording them in the studio, I picture a quiet room somewhere in an apartment, and that person is desperate and maybe wants to kill themselves, that music will play just in time to save them. And you know, I've heard many stories. That's exactly what happens. So your program is so important. People are on the internet and they want to get help or encouragement or even a vision for their lives. The songs, if they're from God, They must bring a vision, hope, encouragement, joy, and teach the person how to worship all in one song. And this is what we hope that happens. That's why we sing in all the languages that we sing in.
Mm-hmm.
Phonetically, they are our songs, but we learn to sing correct phonetics so that we can reach people of all races and tribes, because Jesus said to be all things to all men.
Vous êtes sur la radio chrétienne Ebenezer International à l'heure de Gospel Plus. Une pause musicale s'impose avec le groupe Vine Song. Prière, extrait de l'album Dieu est amour. Vous écoutez Gospel Plus. Gospel Plus.
Seigneur, merci, Seigneur, merci, Seigneur.
Merci, Seigneur.
You are listening to Gospel Plus. Pastor John Watson, the leader of the Vine Song, could you give us a few words about the church where you are involved in? Are you all members of the same congregation in England?
We go to one church called Cornerstone, and the pastor is the first record producer that I had. And so we, when we are home and we have time, we try to all go to fellowship there. But you know, we are itinerating ministry. We are on the road 11 months out of 12. And we have 1 month holiday every year, but we travel all the time. And so when we go home after France, well, we came from Ireland. We went home for a few days. We came to France. We go home, we'll be there 2 weeks, and we go to Nigeria for 6 weeks. And we go to Congress in Nigeria, and then I write the main song. And we will sing with a choir of 2,000. And on the stage, there's 7,000 people. And in the audience, between 1 and 2 million people.
Do you come from the same church?
Yes.
Okay, great. What place have this group and this church where you are involved in? Do you have a very special schedule to play, maybe every month, every 2 months?
No.
How often do you play in your church?
Oh, maybe twice a year.
Twice a year, okay. No wonder that the Bible is very important for you. How do you use the Holy Scriptures in your composition?
I think if anyone listens to all the songs, they will hear most of them are based on the Word of God. We have many songs, Isaiah 35, Ephesians 2,
Psalm
100, Psalm 5,
Psalm
46. So it's the Word.
Yeah. This question is particularly for Rachel. You sing in many different languages, English, French, Spanish, and so on. Why? do you use these languages, and do you have good feedback after releasing your CD in other languages?
I think, as we've mentioned before, you know, we want to be able to communicate with people, and the best way to communicate with people who speak different languages is in their own language. Even though we don't necessarily speak the language, we learn the language phonetically. And we find that in meetings where we sing the language of the country that we are in, it really makes a big impact. People we see start to open up, and we do receive some great feedback from people. We were with some hosts the other day. They were French, and they said, when you sang, we actually didn't know that we thought you were French. It sounded totally French. So we just really thank God for that, that it's able to minister to people and that there's no exclusions.
When I listen to your CD, I understand that you are not a gospel group. You use very different styles for in your song, but the breath of the gospel is there anyway. What is the place of the gospel in your music?
Well, you know, gospel music.
First of all, the gospel style, the gospel music, and the gospel, the good news.
Personally, I think gospel music can be like poison candy. It's become an art form. In America, gospel music is on Billboard. It's who's the best, who's the biggest, who can be more radical than the next. That's not why God gave us music to talk about Jesus. Mm. It must be centered in worship. And I think people say, do you gospel music? We say, no, we sing Christian music.
Amen.
Because Christian music and gospel music, today gospel singers and gospel choirs are not all born-again Christians.
Yeah.
It's a fashion.
Yeah, it's really a fashion. The gospel is the root, anyway.
Yes.
Of your ministry.
Yes.
I mean the good news.
Yes.
How can you resume this good news for our audience, our listeners?
Summary.
Yeah. How can you summarize the good news?
Summarize the good news, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That no man can come to the Father except through Him. He did not come to bring religion, but relationship. And we get caught in religion, and then we miss the point, because the devil is very religious. He likes you to become very religious till eventually you're so complicated you don't even know your name. So Jesus comes to bring peace and healing and simplicity, to walk with us, to talk with us, and to lead us to eternal life, where we can be completely forgiven for all our sins.
Amen.
And it's the forgiveness of sins that is the gospel.
Amen, amen. Rachel, I know that you speak French a little bit.
Un petit peu.
Pouvez-vous dire quelques mots à nos auditeurs francophones?
Oh! Je ne sais pas. Que Dieu vous bénisse.
Gospel Plus.
International.
Every day with Jesus.
for, makes me love Him more and more. My Savior, He will take you by the hand, lead you to the promised land. It's time for us to take a stand. Jesus, Jesus is Lord. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, praise the Lord. Sing a song unto the Lord, raise your voice in one accord. Sing one accord, sing hallelujah.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus is Lord.
Oh, my Savior.
Jesus, Jesus is Lord.
Pastor John, what is the audience feedback after your concert or after releasing your CDs? Did you have good feedback from your friends or your listeners?
Yes, I think that Charlene is the one to speak about that because she looks after the sales of the new CD and it's been incredible.
Oh yes, we have been inundated. I think the table where the CDs are after our meetings is the talking point. Everyone comes to speak to you and wants to thank you. And the most wonderful thing is also when people come to us that have been to our meetings many, many years ago and that said, I was in your meeting like 10 years ago and that night God changed my life and I just want to tell you and encourage you that I am still changed. I am serving the Lord. I am in ministry. But also people come to the table and they say, what an incredible meeting I met with God tonight. Your songs have encouraged me. Your songs have brought me closer to the Lord. Just the amount of sales of this new album, Dieu est Amour, has just blown our minds because we know there's an anointing on this album. And even just a few minutes ago, a couple came into this hall where we are about to do our ministry tonight, and they said that 6 months ago they purchased Dieu est Amour and it has changed their lives. They love it so much. They came in, they said, where is Vinesong? Is Vinesong here tonight? I said, yes, we are here. And she said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I've come to the right place. I want to hear you. So we are very encouraged. It's wonderful to hear people's encouragement.
Thank you, thank you. Pastor John, even though your tour continue, can you resume your feeling after playing any church by example? Do you appreciate the reaction of the people being here to listen to you?
Yes, because we have seen tremendous reaction to the word and the music. That people feel very challenged and changed. You know, we like to be challenged, but people don't like to change. So we can challenge, but the Holy Spirit must bring the change. And the Holy Spirit is waiting to bring change. It will be interesting tonight in this place because, you know, we are sitting now in this hall. The people can't see it. But this was from the 16th century where all the kings and queens of France used to worship. So it's one of the oldest places of worship given by Napoleon to
the Protestant Church. Mm-hmm. Right in the center of Paris.
16th century. And so it's going to be interesting to see how worship can go right up into this big dome. Mm-hmm. It's very beautiful. The sound is not so fantastic.
Amen, but, amen, yeah. Amen. I'm sure that on this ministry, Vine Song, you have a lot of projects for the future. Can you give us a few words about them, maybe some of them?
Well, to go digital, you know, that's a big job. Charlene has put uploading everything on iTunes, so people in other countries can buy from iTunes, from
Amazon MP3, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, Napster, Rhapsody, mm-hmm, iTunes.
And they can go to YouTube, yeah, and look at us on video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so they can download. There's some great DVDs. We don't have a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
I feel people can just watch on YouTube for free.
Mm-hmm.
They need to hear the word, not see us, you know.
And if our listeners want to contact you, how can they get in touch with you, either to buy CD or to encourage your ministry or to pray with you?
Vinesong.com.
Vinesong.com.
And it's so easy to get us on Vinesong.com.
And if they've subscribed to YouTube, or if they are iTunes people, mm-hmm, please leave a little note of encouragement for us, even on Facebook. It's always wonderful to read their comments, and especially on iTunes, for people to, when they go there to buy the CDs, it's wonderful to hear the feedback of, mm-hmm, people. Mm-hmm. If they have the means to do that, it would be great if they can do that.
You know, on, yeah, the website, buttons, and there's one that says albums.
Mm-hmm.
If they put on that, it goes to our record company,
yeah,
and they can order direct. And I mean, in all these countries that people watch your program, they must know that one of our biggest songs is called, mm, Let Your Living Water, mm, Flow Over My Soul. This is still the biggest song, that if they want to get it, that's where they get it from. And, mm-hmm, Holy Spirit, move me now.
Yes.
Peace like a river. There are many, many.
Before ending the interview, I'd like to hear each member's in a few words before closing this program. First of all, Mr. Daniel.
Well, you know, I was asking the Lord as I was sitting here, what would be the best thing to say? And I think we have a real passion, especially for young people, that they should really ask God to help them to stay pure. People that are waiting for partners, for life partners, that they should really ask God to help them to stay single, if God tells them to stay single, and wait for the Lord.
Amen.
And also for people, especially for the men, not to fall under the pressure for any form of pornography or sexual things that takes the eyes of Jesus, but really for people to stay pure, to just get grafted into the church, find their ministries, and to just trust God that at the right time He will send someone His way. And also for the girls, and that we have a real heart for that, and I think France has got a big problem, mm-hmm, in that area,
mm-hmm,
so we really pray that God would come through,
mm-hmm,
and,
amen,
that this spirit of lust would be broken over this nation.
Thank you, Danielle. And Rachel, your last word.
Yes, you know, I just like to encourage your listeners, you know, who are listening to this show, just to listen to some of the words of ministry that we sing, and really just to allow God to minister to them. You know, just really saying, you know, as Daniel said, really just to seek God. And it's so easy to get distracted by all the other things that are going on and trying to get what you want. But ultimately, you'll never be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Really, only what God gives you is really what's going to keep you going. So that's my word of encouragement.
Amen. Rachel, your last...
Charlene. You know, I'm just going to say that I absolutely... go with both Rachel and Daniel. That's absolute my heart. So I would just be repeating what they said.
Amen.
God bless you all for listening.
Amen.
Pastor John, your last word.
Well, that everyone that listens to this program would receive some kind of healing, encouragement, and vision for their life. And long may your program continue to bless people.
Thank you so much for accepting my invitation. May God bless you.
Amen.
Que Dieu vous bénisse abondamment. Nous approchons vers la fin de notre programme. Mais juste avant de tourner la page, nous vous proposons ce dernier titre du groupe Vine Song. Let your living water. Que la source d'eau vive jaillisse en moi, en vous, en nous tous.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Gospel Plus.
Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you.
Digital Gospel Channel.
Give your life to Jesus. Let Him fill your soul. Let Him take you in His arms and make you whole. And to give your life to Him, He'll set you free. You will live and reign with Him eternally. Jesus.
Listening to Gospel Plus. Every day. Anywhere. Anytime. The Digital Gospel Channel. Ebenezer International. Your station. Amen, amen. We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name. Dear listeners and friends of the Digital Gospel Channel, it's the time now to put an end to our program, Gospel Plus. I was so glad to spend with you this wonderful moment to discover the Vine Song Ministry. And before leaving, I don't have enough words to thank all the staff members of the Vine Song Ministry for their matchless courtesy and their simplicity, their humility. I pray that they will always be a useful instrument in God's hand to spread the gospel, the good news. I want to thank all of you, dear listeners, for your interest and your prayers for this radio station. Don't forget to invite all your friends and relatives to join us at www.frankradio.podomatic.com. www.frankradio.podomatic.com. And looking forward to hear from you and to listen to your message or to read your emails, your comments. I will leave you with this very nice song of our guest, the Vine Song. It was your friend podcaster from France, Frank Doristil, who love you and who say, may God bless you richly. Amis fidèles de la radio chrétienne Ebenezer International, voilà qui met fin à cette nouvelle édition de Gospel Plus qui nous a permis de découvrir le parcours du groupe Vine Song. Malgré le fait que le programme était en anglais, nous pensons que c'est une bonne occasion pour vous tous qui souhaiteriez améliorer la qualité de votre anglais à l'instar de votre serviteur qui vous parle. Espérant vous retrouver lors d'une nouvelle édition de Gospel Plus, je prie pour que notre Dieu utilise nos différentes émissions pour vous aider à mieux le connaître. C'était pour vous servir au micro et à la réalisation votre ami podcasteur Frank Doristil qui vous dit une fois de plus merci, que le Seigneur vous bénisse, tout en vous laissant avec ce dernier chant du groupe Vine Song. Notre Dieu règne. Au revoir. Vous venez d'écouter Gospel Plus sur la radio chrétienne Ebenezer International. The Digital Gospel Channel. Your station. Ses actions sont sans pareil.
majesté, majestueux, l'avenir est dans ses mains, son amour.
Gospel Channel.